For many people, one of the essential ingredients of Christmas is the Christmas tree. You can find them now even in some countries which are not traditionally Christian. And a tree has to be decorated. If you want to feast your eyes on Christmas decorations, there's a shop in Basel which is a real Aladdin's cave. It belongs to Johann Wanner, alias Father Christmas, and for many people, a visit there has become something of a tradition too.
I started my own business 50 years ago, 1962. I started it as an antique dealer. Antique dealers, they always have preferences. My preference was Christmas all the time. And I collected everything related to Christmas, to this feast.
Who would have thought that when Wanner started, he found himself dealing with the contradictions of the Cold War? There was a long tradition of families making glass baubles in Germany's Thuringia Forest, in Bohemia and in Poland. But after the Second World War, all those areas ended up behind the Iron Curtain, where small family businesses were not well regarded.
These ornaments I sell now didn't exist at the time of the 70s. The production was behind the Iron Curtain, and there was an embargo to the United States, to all Western countries probably. So 80% of these handmade ornaments could not be exported anymore. In Switzerland, we were lucky that we could work, we could import these ornaments. So the first year I started with 500,000 baubles, and so I got the license to buy. Then I had the exclusive right to export the whole production from Eastern Germany, for instance. From the Swiss side, they were looking at me, you know, a person that goes to the East, went to the Eastern countries, coming back, made business. They look carefully at me, as they also look carefully at me on the Eastern side.
It was a bit of a balancing act. On the one hand, the East German state favoured heavy industry, not small manufacturers. But on the other, the baubles were a traditional handicraft of which the state was proud. And Wanner was helping to keep it alive.
I liked this time. It was not easy, but it was a nice time to work, to continue to restore this business, this art to make Christmas decorations. Glass.
His shop in Basel is a delight with its huge range of stock, catering for every taste. And given that these objects are not mass-produced, the prices are not high for the work that's gone into them. And yet, if you want to buy enough to decorate a whole tree, you'll need quite a deep pocket. But that isn't actually what people do, as several customers told me. This lady had come over from nearby Alsace in France.
I buy one or two baubles every year, always red. I still have some very old baubles that I inherited from my grandmother, so I add to those. I've now got about 250. So I have a tree of 2 meters 50, 2 meters 90. So I need a lot of things. I can't change colour given the investment, but red is always nice. The baubles are never the same, not always round. I've got birds, Father Christmases, but nothing ultra-modern. I've added some white now.
It's something people don't throw away after Christmas. It's a family treasury. The people that emigrated to the US, they always took this family treasury in a box with them. And this was the heart of the family. And it was that when somebody died, in the testimony, it was always mostly the eldest daughter or could inherit these ornaments.
Baubles are one thing, but there's something else about Swiss trees that surprises or even shocks many foreigners, like me. The candles. Real, lighted candles.
It's dangerous, of course, but you can help with, you just use a fresh tree, you just put it into water and take some spray with pure water, and so it will be okay. Many countries say it's forbidden to, America, for instance, forbidden to have open lights on trees. But we sell quite a lot of these clippers with candles to tourists.
I presume you would be very sad if candles were forbidden.
Well, for me, in my house is my castle, I think, and I'm responsible what I'm doing inside myself.
For example, I live in a flat and I'm terrified that my neighbours might set the whole block of flats on fire.
I think there is no danger if you take some precautions.
Vanner admitted to having had the occasional fire himself, quickly put out, of course. And Comparis, a company which provides online comparisons between the prices of various services, has just carried out a poll on the subject of Christmas decorations. Media spokesman Jonas Kosniklaus told me what they found out about candles.
About 7% of all people in Switzerland had already accident because of the candle in Christmas time.
And what had happened?
Yeah, we don't ask how big the fire was. It could also be a little fire that a normal person could put out, yeah.
But isn't it very dangerous to have candles?
Of course, there is a fire, and fire is always a bit dangerous. But if you respect certain rules, I think candles aren't that dangerous that they couldn't be used.
I don't think I shall ever get used to the Swiss attitude towards candles, so I was astonished to find one person in Vanner's shop who agreed with me, more or less.
Of course, we used to have the proper candles and still do with our parents, but at home we have electric lights. When our son was little, we thought it was a bit too dangerous to have real candles. And the electric ones are pretty, too. They look like candles. I'm not sure if I'd go back to real ones. I like being able to have the electric lights go on and off with the time switch. But when you blow real candles out, it's such a lovely smell.
It sounds as if she's hit on what it is that makes Johann Vanner tick.
I remember the time when you could smell the apple in the oven caramelizing, and the smell of peanuts and the smell of candles. And I would say that I still live on this children's island.
That was Johann Vanner, Father Christmas. And to play us out, a very suitable Christmas carol, sung in Romansh, "The candles are shining on the decorated tree."
Silpignalci